You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. George Will is one of the clearest conservative voices in this country, and he's also a really big baseball fan. That's why he's on the Afternoon News today. George, welcome to WGN.
Glad to be with you.
You know, I want to start with a personal story, and then we'll get to the important stuff, Henry Aaron. But I met you at Wrigley Field, of all places, and it was in the 80s. And it was I was a young punk at the time. It was a 10-second conversation, but I walked up to you. I said, "Mr. Will, it's such and such. I'm really happy to meet you." I said, "I read and appreciate everything you write. I seldom agree with you, but I never miss it." And you looked at me, and you said, "Well, that's permissible." And it's something, really, I'm not kidding. In all seriousness, it has stayed with me throughout my career because, you know, it's a good thing to remember. And we've kind of lost that permissibility.
Exactly. No, disagreement's part of the fun of life, not the agony.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Henry Aaron, you know, 86 years old, a long life. But just wondering what you were thinking when you heard the news this morning.
Well, first, what an astonishing ingredient, whatever it is that's in the water in Mobile, Alabama. Satchel Paige is from there, Willie McCovey, Ozzie Smith, Billy Williams of the Cubs, four Hall of Famers, and the best, of course, is Henry Aaron, who's arguably the best player of all time. He's a wonderful guy. He left home at age 17. He was completely uncoached. He was a right-handed hitter who, when he held a bat, had his left hand on top. He didn't even know how to handle a bat. But through the amazing consistency and the extraordinary work ethic, you know, a lot of people say, well, Henry was a natural hitter. Bill Russell, the great African-American basketball player for the Celtics, got so tired of people saying, well, Bill Russell's a great natural player. And he says, if this comes naturally to me, what am I doing on the basketball court as a teenager in the sweltering summer in the Bay Area on the asphalt practicing?
So
now this playing baseball is hard, and no one ever did it with more consistency and excellence than Henry Aaron.
I was 11 years old in 1974. Of course, I remember as a big baseball card collecting kid. Where I was, the video is obviously everywhere these days. But as an 11-year-old, I knew Henry Aaron as a home run hitter. I didn't realize what a great hitter he was.
If you take away his 700 and some home runs, subtract them, he still has 3,000 hits. That's how good he was.
Still leads
and
in
he really,
all.
Chicagoans ought to understand something that. Henry Aaron was the first, but barely the first, to say that sluggers don't need big biceps like Ted Kluszewski back in the 50s of the Cincinnati Reds. They need strong wrists. And the second person who did this, coming right on Henry's heels,
would have been Ernie Banks. Yep, I had that for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. We were talking to Fergie Jenkins earlier today. Fergie says he only gave up 2 home runs to Henry Aaron, which I think is a point of pride. But the other thing
it
is,
should be.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, as a kid, and not being a, you know, I think it's interesting how we relate by our age to the events of the day, right? So as an 11-year-old, I was just watching this Babe Ruth record being broken. I had no idea of the, you know, the animosity he faced it, the racism he faced it. You know, we played a cut of him earlier today saying that during that entire season, he had a player, assistant player, who would bring his dinner to his room because he couldn't stay in the same hotel. That's just, I did not know that part of the story.
You want an example of how far America's come from Henry Aaron's day. When he first came up in the early to mid-1950s, Time magazine noticed him and decided to write about him. The story, and this was Time today as a shadow of his former self. Back then, Time was a Mount Everest in America's journalistic landscape. The story they wrote was called, the headline was "The Talented Shuffler." Mm. And it said, and I'm quoting, "He's not as dumb as he looks when he shuffles around the field." Just think about that.
I was reading that the Atlanta, I don't know which paper it would have been at the time, but referred to him as Step and Fetch It in stories about the ball game.
And, you know, Henry Aaron had a quiet grace and elegance but they called it shuffling. When Joe DiMaggio had a quiet grace and elegance, they called it a quiet grace and elegance.
Yeah, it's, you know,
now, we do better at this today, and we ought to take some pride in that.
We talk a lot about Jackie Robinson, as we should. I did not realize how much more we should talk about Henry Aaron when it comes to all of this. I was at Operation Push. I was trying to remember when this would have been, the late 80s or early 90s, back when there was a real push to get more black men in the leadership roles in baseball. And Jesse Jackson had all these different African-American baseball players and leaders there, and Henry Aaron was there as well. And, you know, that was just a thrill for a young reporter at the time. So while you're here, I want to ask you then, we've got that in the 70s, from the 50s to the 70s, and now here we are in the age of Twitter and social media, and it seems as if sports now is more politicized than ever. I'm thinking of the Curt Schilling thing that's going on now, or even just college athletes who are having their say, NFL athletes who are taking a knee. Politics has moved into sports like it's never been, I think. You tell me. But I also think it might be a good thing that these players who never had a voice are now exercising a voice. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a good thing up to a point. I think it's important, however, for everyone on every side of every political issue to understand this. Sports are a pastime. They are entertainment. They are where we go, in part, to get away from the saturation of our society with political argument. So I think everyone has to be careful that we allow a ballpark or a basketball arena or a football stadium to be a place where you can escape from some of the hectoring and constant argument and being bombarded with political opinions that, I'm afraid, has become so normal in American life.
No, as you say that, I agree with you. I guess the point I was trying to make is that too often the players' views were ignored or overrun, and now they're being heard a little bit more. I like that, but I agree with you. I want to go to Wrigley and watch a game. I don't want to know what party the batter belongs to.
Exactly. And Curt Schilling ought to know that from the right, and there are people who ought to know that from the left.
George Will, thanks very much for joining us today. I certainly appreciate it.
Glad to be with you.
And I'm agreeing with you more and more.
Be careful, I'm going to get you yet.
We'll talk again. Thanks very much. You're listening to 720, yeah. Sure, WGN.